Oh, this is going to be good. Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. If you didn't think it was getting bad enough in California, well, think again. If you're from California, hashtag California, and I tag 90210. Why? Because everyone in California is rich. No, they're not, actually. It's crazy. The government keeps doing crazy things, and counties around California are about to owe a ton of money, and you know what that means. That means it's going to trickle down to the taxpayer, to the wage earner, not the people that are cruising in through the border and able to just take things for free. But hey, that's where we're at, okay? And my heart goes out to the people in California. This story is out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled, California Counties Could Be Forced to Pay $300 Million to cover a COVID-era program. Isn't that just nice? Hey, guys, do me a favor. Hashtag the county that you're in or the city that you're in California. Let me know. It says here, with the state and some local governments facing significant budget shortfalls this year, finances could become even tighter as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, better known as FEMA, informed California officials that they will that it will deny some pandemic-related reimbursement claims. At issue is money spent on unoccupied hotel rooms and housing homeless individuals for lengthy stays between June 11th of 2021 and May 11th of 2023 as part of the state's Project Room Key program. The governor's Office of Emergency Services said it is working to reverse the agency's decision. California is committed to maximizing federal aid to local communities and intends to aggressively advocate for FEMA to rescind the decision to deny public assistance to local governments. Brian Ferguson, Deputy Director for Crisis Communications and Public Affairs for the Office of Emergency Services, told the Epoch Times in an email February 14th. More than $300 million is at stake, according to a January 31st letter sent to FEMA by Nancy Ward. She said, we urge FEMA to rescind the decision to deny public assistance funding as it changes the rules for reimbursement of expenses after such services were provided and directly conflicts with prior FEMA guidance. The change represents a retroactive revision that failed to meet the Emergency Management Agency's self-declared notification policies that require a 30-day notice to the state, according to the letter. Such will result in some counties across California experiencing financial burdens, budgetary shortfalls, and a diminished ability to provide essential services, Mrs. Ward wrote. Documents attached to the letter detail the costs that some counties would incur, including $22 million for Ventura, $32 million for Sonoma, and up to $34 million for San Diego. San Francisco submitted claims for approximately $881 million. Well, go freaking figure. Has anyone been to San Francisco lately? It is a hellhole. And I the best way I could put it is they've been handed over to their depraved minds for the last handful of decades. And that place has gone to total garbage. Of course, unless the Chinese president shows up and they can figure out how to clean that thing up real quick. Absolutely blows my mind. That place has been a total hellhole, literally, for years and years and years and years. And Chinese president shows up and like, oh, crap, we better clean this stuff up. And they kick all the homeless out. They clean up all the human feces. And they go, oh, yeah, everything's great. Look, all these businesses are like, these are fake storefronts. And it's funny. It's like they almost think the Chinese president doesn't pay attention. Like, you don't think I watch the news? Like, I'm even watching YouTubers just go downtown Ghirardelli Square and look at how crappy this is. Whoo, really showed put our best foot forward on that one. It says, disputing the state's allegations, the agency claimed all states are held to the same standards with guidance coming from the Centers of Disease Control, also known as the CDC. The agency is reviewing thousands of applications from across the country, and it is focused on finalizing reimbursement for eligible applicants while maintaining fiscal responsibility, according to the spokesperson. Hey, let me ask you this real quick. Type one, if you think that the government is practicing fiscal responsibility. Type two, if you think the federal government is a drunken sailor, similar to the human Roomba we have running the country right now, and they are spending recklessly. They don't give a crap where they put money to as long as it's buying a vote or, you know, funding a war that we shouldn't be funding. I'm just curious. Let's just look at the live chat. Two, two, two. Oh, lots of twos. Oh, there's, oh man, a lot of twos. See, it's almost like we all get it. We all get it. So what do? You take care of yourself, build a business, to get out of debt, because this crap's going down. It's going down. It's getting faster and faster and faster. And wait till the official recession is announced, and wait until the federal government comes out and says, we can't keep paying for these, all these programs. Think about this. Entitlements will be taken away, or at least diminished drastically, in the next downturn, because the federal government will be between a rock and a hard place going, man, if we keep printing money at this, we're collapsing. We're going to hyperinflate. And then we'll lose wars. This is not a joke. Look, do something now. Take action now. If you want to start a business, start a business. If you want to get out of debt, stop talking, stop thinking, do. End of story. Guys, I'm going to put that link down below for the side hustle course. It's got, what, 6 days left until the price goes up. It's now $199. It'll go up after that. Cannot wait to see what this year brings for all of us. But honestly, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. We're all moving forward. We're moving forward together. We're going to go crush it. We're going to go buy all their stuff. Everybody that mocked you is not going to be mocking you in the future. I guarantee it. You're just going to get cooler friends. All right. With that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.